Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it might sound like 6 o'clock in the morning, but it is almost 6 o'clock in the evening, and that is the beautiful sound of the dawn chorus. Have you ever tried to listen to the sound of nature, but traffic gets in the way? Well, one man is seeking to record native wild habitats with no human-made noises and is hoping to release an album of soundscapes. Sean Renane is an ornithologist and he joins me now on the line. Sean, thanks for speaking to us this evening. Can you tell me a bit about how you started this project?
Yeah, hi, Samantha. Yeah, absolutely. So it started out really just trying to record every species in Ireland. But as I was doing that, I realised that it was very hard to get kind of pure sounds without the addition of road noise or other associated urban noises. And I started to focus on seeking out these places so far away from roads or construction sites or regular flight paths and whatnot. And I actually realised it's quite a difficult thing to do, really, because road noise in particular travels quite a distance. So the larger motorways and even national roads, you have to place yourself maybe 3 to 4 kilometres away before you completely escape the noise of that, depending on the substrate in between yourself and the road,
We have another example of one of your recording. I think it's of some frogs. Can we hear that? And maybe when we hear a little bit of it, you can tell us a bit more about it and how you managed to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Sean, tell us a bit more about this. Where did you get this?
So this one was thanks to two people in Cove, where I'm from, Jim Wilson and Alan Farrell. So this is in Alan's back garden, actually, in Cove, and it's quite late at night, so there's no traffic. So it's just a pure soundscape of the frogs. So this was, I think it was late February, early March. It's a nice soundtrack to listen to.
And they were sounds we heard during COVID, didn't we? A lot more, because there wasn't as much traffic, there wasn't aeroplane noise and things like that. Is that what prompted you to kind of look more to find these noises?
Not really, to be honest with you. I mean, I was always interested in this, but it was definitely very much apparent, I think, to lots of people then. And I think, like, there's people are generally unaware of the noise that they're hearing because of the fact that they're hearing it day in, day out, And it was when it was suddenly gone, then it was very apparent.
And tell me about the album then that you're planning to release.
So, yeah, this album will consist of a number of tracks free from noise in, as good quality habitat I can find in the country. And it'll feature bird song, mammals, soundscapes of, the ocean. Basically, soundtracks that you can play in the background, work to, stress-free, and not find distraction. And what I want to do then is donate the proceeds to a charity, like a wildlife charity in Ireland. So I just want to give something back this way.
Okay.
Really.
Well, you can learn more about this on irishwildlifesounds.com and on the Twitter handle @IrishSounds. Sean Renan, thank you for speaking to us on Drive Time.